First, I wanted to give my testimony and how I want to warn you, it's nothing that's going to shock you out of your chair, or you're going to say, that little innocent boy did all that. I wasn't a real bad kid, is what most people would consider. I play practical jokes once in a while, but nothing's going to shock you. I grew up in churches. It's like most people in the States, you know, go Sunday meetings. We even went Wednesdays, you know, I'm feeling kind of holy, you know, get Wednesdays and Sundays and Sunday nights. And I didn't go to Baptist church. I went to Bible church. And when I was 8, I got saved on Halloween night in a Halloween party in the church. I got saved. And when I was 11 years old, I believe, it was 11 or 10 that we went to Mexico. 8. It was somewhere around there. 8 through 11. Somewhere in the 70s. No. No. I was about 8 years old when I went to, I was 6 when I was saved, I'm sorry. When I was eight years old around there, we went to Mexico. And when I got there, you know, it's kind of a pity party there for a while. I don't think my parents know that, but go to Mexico. And the first thing they did was not put me in a language school, but to throw me in a Mexican public school where everyone hated my guts because I had blonde hair. And, you know, they'd want to pick fights. And back then I followed my other granddad's philosophy that, you know, they hit you, you hit them back, and you make them remember it. And so I wasn't very well liked, and I don't think I helped the mission cause that much. Even though you say, well, he's just a little kid, but anything like that, and they know you're a missionary, because the only gringos down there at the time probably were missionaries, and I doubt I helped much as far as the cause for cause of God's word. And then when I was 11, we went to León. We moved from San Luis. There's 8 missionary families, I believe, there. And there's too many, so we moved to San Luis. To León. And then when my dad's farms fell through, so we had to go back to the States and work for a year. And that was when I was 11 years old. When I was 12 years old, we went back to Mexico. And it was then when I started to get interested in God's Word. And I am sad to say that I wasn't that interested before. And when I was 13 years old, when I started street preaching with the guys, and I started witnessing faithfully, instead of, you know, you get a new Bible, and so you get a spurt of holiness, and you go out and witness to a few people to use your Bible. But it wasn't that. It wasn't that. It was something deeper down that, and God had touched my heart, and I feel He led me to preach, and so I started preaching. And you may think, well, that's kind of young to preach. And, you know, that's kind of young to be out giving God's word or some, but I don't regret a minute of it. I haven't regret a minute of preaching or witnessing at all. And right now I'm 16, and I'm still preaching in the streets in Aguascalientes downtown. And we have a young people's meeting going, and there's about 8 that come faithfully. We've gone to San Luis. They're starting to get on fire for the Lord. There's several that want to start preaching. There's a couple that are. And I give thanks to God for being able to let me be a part of it. And for my future, I want to dedicate my life to the Lord. Amen. And give Him my life. And if it be on the mission field, then I'll be very happy. I'd like to share some things. All this conference, all the missionaries have focused mainly on the older folks, 30 and above. No, but they, you know, the focus has been on the older folks. And I want to talk to the young people. I want to talk to, you know, the young ones like me that are serving the Lord, or that don't know how to serve Him, or aren't really concerned maybe. And I have been the time when I wasn't concerned with serving the Lord. And also the time where I wanted to serve Him, I didn't know how. And I believe I'm trying to serve Him the best I know how right now. Amen. And so I'd like to talk to the teenagers and the young people. Look in, I'm going to need help on this pronunciation. Ecclesiastes. I can't pronounce it in English. 12:1. This verse, when I started preaching, is when I saw this verse. I saw this verse and it opened my eyes. It really blessed me, and it really, God led me to start doing something for Him. 12:1 says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I had no pleasure in them." says, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. And then it says, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And I don't want that to be my testimony. That say, you know, I'm already old, I'm already 60, 70, 80 years old, and be able to say to my kids, you know, don't be like I was. I don't want to be able to say that to my kids. I want to say, you know, be like I was, be better than I was. But I don't want to have to say to my kids and to my teenage, you know, don't be like I was. Don't be not necessarily a bad kid, you know, but someone who really wasn't concerned with God's word when he had all the energy, amen. when he had a lot of voice, he had the time. I have lots of time since seeing that I don't work much. I have lots of time, and most teenagers do. They have lots of time. And I'd hate it for it to be my testimony to say to my kids, don't be like me. No, don't be like I was. And I don't want to be able to tell my kids that. I want to be able to tell my kids, you know, follow the Bible like I did. It may sound proud, but I want it to be something truthful. And it says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. And that's what I want to do. And some young people, they're willing to serve the Lord and they want to, but they don't know how. You know, and I realize that here in the States, it may not be as easy as it is in Mexico to stand up and preach the word. Seeing that we're Americans and, you know, they don't like us, well, we'll just go back to our country and take our toys home. And here, it's not the same thing. It's your friends know you. You got your friends that are walking along the malls and that are walking by the Alamo and you're out there preaching and they're going to start laughing at you. And some people don't know how to, some young people are looking for a way and they don't know how. And there's many ways to serve the Lord. We put our emphasis on street preaching, but there's not the only way. Amen. You can pass out tracts, you can witness, you can go door to door knocking, you can witness in the school halls. You know, there's lots of opportunity for young people. And you don't have to wait for a 30-year-old man that's married and has kids to get up and say, look, we have a mission started for young people. And now anybody who wants to serve the Lord can. You as a young person can start. You don't need to wait for the older ones, the dinosaurs, to get up and help you. I'm probably going to get stoned after this.
They've been preaching, brother.
But I found out that young people can serve the Lord,
amen.
And they can follow God's word, and they can still have fun. And most people say, oh, how do they do that? How do you be a holy Joe and still, you know, have a great time? And I found out when I've had my most fun is when I was out in the street preaching God's word. That's my personal experience. My whole day, if I'm right with God, my whole day I'm thinking of how I can preach, what my message could be. And it's come out to be something that's an enjoyment, a joy to me, to go out and preach God's word to the lost and dying nation of Mexico. And I found out also that the chicken always comes home to roost. Back to this verse now, maybe jumping a little bit, but it says, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. And I was always told that the chicken is always going to come back. I forget the exact the words, but the chicken comes back to the roost. It's always going to return to you. You know, if you didn't serve the Lord thy God, if you would, look right ahead of there. In 11:9, it says it right here. It says, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things, God will bring unto thee judgment.
Amen.
And I didn't want that to happen to me. And it says, you know, the joy of thy heart, the sight of your eyes. And I found out that God never praised anybody that walked by sight. Or that just did whatever he wanted to do and didn't care what God wanted. But I'm looking over in Hebrews 11, and it gives a list of men that says he walked by faith. He was a faith warrior. And that's how I want to be known. A faith warrior when I could do it when I was a young person, and I didn't have to be a stiff. I didn't have to be, you know, wear a suit and a tie and act like I was 41 years old. I could still be a teenager and enjoy my teenager years and yet be doing God's word.
Amen.
God's will.
Amen.
And I believe that the young people in Iowa have figured that out too. I preached a message on this verse right here in 12:1. And I believe that they're starting to see it too, and I hope they do. And I hope the young people here can see it. That you can still have fun and yet be doing God's word. And you'll find out that it'll be a whole lot deeper and a whole lot better relationship with God than you ever had before. Like I was saying, there's many ways to do God, to do God's word, and I mean God's will, and to be able to share, to give the message out. It's not the only way is to walk up and preach in the street. That's not the only way at all. There's many ways you can do it. And God will use different people for different things. He won't always have a whole bunch of street preachers, because where will be the visitors? People that will go after the street preaching is done, and after the seeds sowed, go and say, we want to talk to you about God. And then they're ready. Their heart has been broken up, and their heart's been planted, and now it's starting to grow. And then they're there to pick the corn. And so there's many other fields that you can do. But I'd like to encourage you, say challenge you, to serve God with me.
Amen.
You young person. To serve God, and I want to give you a challenge to serve God with me. To see if, you know, let's see if we can show the old folks that the young people can do something.
Amen.
Show them that the young people don't have to be driving around the car on 410 and looking, you know, going to stop and goes and movies and stuff all the time. But they can find pleasure and joy in God's word and doing God's will.
Amen. Amen.